Once again, your neighborhood blue coal dealer brings you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcefully to young and old alike that crime does not pay. It's blue coal for finest heating service. It's blue coal for finest modern equipment. It's blue coal for the best home heat money can buy. Actually, blue coal gives you more value for your money. It costs no more than ordinary coal, but because blue coal is cleaner, slower burning, higher quality, yes, the finest anthracite obtainable anywhere in the world, blue coal gives you more heat for each dollar's worth of fuel you burn. This year, insist on blue coal, America's finest home fuel. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible Shadow belongs. Today's drama, When the Grave is Open. It is shortly after midnight. In a cemetery on the outskirts of town, two sinister figures pick their way carefully through the tombstone.
This looks wicked, Glenn. First time grave just about to cool the settle.
You have to make so much noise.
There's a caretaker in this marble orchard. Maybe he ain't exactly dead.
Yeah, think it was that place body snatch digger. What's with you?
Nothing. I just don't know what cooler's got in back of his skull. That always worries me.
Ain't it?
How come he's so particular about getting this stiff for no order? Usually he just puts in an order for a stiff, and at that, this time it's got to be this one.
Why? If I get my dough, I ain't curious.
Yeah, so I noticed. Okay, so I'm thinking I'll keep an eye out for the caretaker.
Yeah. Hey, the place's nice and short. It'll take long.
Someone coming, Doc.
What's going on, missus?
Oh, don't move. I got a gun on you.
Now, don't shoot. I guess you got me.
Oh, grave robber, huh? All right. Let's get a good look at you. Now, turn around.
Okay, Ryan, you can stop sweating.
I was beginning to worry, dear. Thought you might have powdered on me.
I was sitting behind a... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
I hit the guy too hard. He's dead.
What do we do?
What do you mean, what do we do? Call his penis for a stiff, ain't it? Okay, so we got a stiff. We got this one.
Miss Kohler. He should have been here by now. You told him we had the stiff, didn't you?
I told him.
What's he do with these stiff he buys, sir? He's about to fix one already.
Maybe he's making up a baseball team. Yeah, that may be him now.
Good evening, my friend. Better night.
What?
Hello, Kohler. You're late.
I thought I didn't keep you boys from anything.
No, but we had to entertain somebody for you, and he wasn't exactly good company.
Oh, yes. You got what I ordered, you said. May I see it?
Why not? Right here. Pull back the canvas, sir.
Okay. But, surely there's been some mistake. This isn't the subject I ordered.
Must be you know him personally.
Not exactly, my friend. However, I did know that he was lame. This subject isn't. The conclusion is obvious.
Cover him up, Ryan. As a matter of fact, Fuller, we had a little difficulty.
I see. Perhaps it will be safer if I dispose of our friend here through channels. Suppose we make it 50 for this one instead of the usual 100.
No, suppose we just met a ride, Fuller, sort of on the house. I got an idea. We'd make a good combination as partners.
How do you mean?
I got an idea a lot of insurance companies been paying off much more than essentially on our product. Hey, Cola?
Blackmail, Digger?
Blackmail's such an ugly word, Cola. Let's say sales talk, huh?
Now, waiter. But then, why argue? There should be plenty for both of us.
Partner.
So you see something sinister about an attempted grave robbery, eh, Cranston?
Yes, Commissioner, particularly since the caretaker hasn't been seen since it happened.
Lamont thinks he may have disturbed the grave robbers and they kidnapped him, Commissioner.
Yes, I'm sure he does. Cranston never sees a simple explanation for anything that happens. Always something melodramatic.
Well, take a look at this case, Commissioner. The grave was a particularly exposed one where the robbers took a great chance of being discovered.
Why? You tell me.
I don't know. It was a pauper's grave, so there wasn't anything on the body they'd be after. And yet they deliberately picked this particular one where they were almost certain of being seen.
Maybe the light was better there.
Then you don't think there's anything behind these grave robbers, Commissioner?
Vandalism, perhaps. Nothing sinister, I'm afraid.
I can see we're taking up the Commissioner's time, Margot.
Mm-hmm.
Nonsense, Cranston. Always glad to see you. Socially. Drop in any time. Socially.
I see what you mean, Commissioner. Well, let's go, darling.
Goodbye, Commissioner.
Goodbye. And, Margot.
Yes?
Hide those detective stories he's been reading, will you?
Detective stories. Maybe do him some good if he reads some.
Oh, don't be angry, darling. After all, the Commissioner's a busy man, and maybe after all, he is right. Maybe it is just family.
Nonsense. Something sinister behind these grave thefts, and I intend to find out what it is.
How?
I found out who the man was whose grave they tried to rob. So, to begin with, perhaps we'd better have a talk with his landlady.
Hello, Cola. You look surprised.
Digger, what are you doing here? I told you never to come to my grave.
Now, is there any way to talk to a partner?
I'm expecting my client any minute. There he is now. You mustn't be seen here.
Huh?
Quickly, he is in the other room.
Okay.
Hurry.
Oh, Mason.
Come in. Come in.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Thank you. Well, Cooler,
I have good news for you, Miss Mason.
Oh?
We're arranging for your death the night after tomorrow. Is that satisfactory?
I think so. There'll be no hitches?
None that I foresee. Of course, yours has been a rather difficult case.
I know, I know. That's why I'm paying you $50,000. I expect there to be no slip-up.
Naturally, sir, naturally. You will hold yourself in readiness.
Why, of course, man, of course. Here's the $25,000 you wanted on count. I'll give you the rest. After I'm buried.
Quite satisfactory, sir. Quite
fine. Good day, Cooler.
Good day, Mr. Mason.
All right, Digger.
Very neat, partner. 25 G's.
Now, my share.
Your share, dear partner, comes after we secure the subject. The one in the grave, you remember? The one you failed to get the first time.
The lion one?
Exactly. After all, we can disguise the features and plant all kinds of identification. But the man must be named.
Of course, partner. Consider it done. I'll have Ryan take care of it tonight. This time, there'll be no slip.
Find the most fascinating place to spend your afternoon, Jamal. Where are we going, anyway?
Man whose grave the vandals tried to rob last night lived here, Margot. Landlady, would you like to head to the stairs?
Oh, if I'd known we were going to call him, I'd have worn my long gown.
Here's your pardon. See, the doorbell says Mrs. Gimble. Let me do the talking, Margot. You're hardly in a mood to win friends or influence people.
So, what do you want?
My name is Cranston, Mrs. Gimble.
So what? Everyone has some trouble. Carry on, darling.
I wanted some information about a tenant of yours.
What do I look like, a stool pigeon?
Nice going, darling.
I've just begun, Margot. What's this new technique?
Now, look, mister, on a baby woman...
I just wanted to leave my card, madam. I hope you don't mind the green color and that picture of Lincoln on it.
Why, look. Well, why didn't you say so? Come in, Mr. Cranston.
Cranston,
for $5 it could be Joe Schmo, and you'd still be welcome. Come in already.
I can see Dale Carnegie made a lot of fuss about nothing. Carnegie? I thought you said your name was Kingston.
Cranston, now, about this rumor of yours?
His father got about 100. Only about 3 pages, and such does got about 100.
The records say his name was Grabo. He died a few days ago.
Oh, him. Yeah, I remember, Mr. Grable. Poor fellow, he went just last week. All paid up?
Did he have any relatives or friends? Any money or belongings? Was anything buried with him that belonged to him?
What could have belonged to him? So he owned the clothes of his parents.
Was there anything peculiar about him? Anything unusual?
No, nothing. Only he was a little lame.
Lame?
Yes. Thanks very much, Mrs. Gimble. You've been very helpful.
So long your name is Henson, I can tell you anything. You see?
No, not exactly. What's my name got to do with it, Mrs. Gimble?
So long it ain't Macy. The Gimble tell Macy.
Hmm?
It's a joke, don't you get it? The Gimble tell Macy.
Are you sure it's important for us to be in the cemetery at this time of night?
Of course, Margot. But if I suspect the grave robbers wanted the lame man's body or no other, they'll have to come back. And the grave ruins, if it is, should be right over there to the left of that mausoleum. Wait a minute.
What's that?
Someone's shoveling. Quiet now. It's not. Come on, around the back of the mausoleum.
Oh, come on, I don't like it here.
Neither do any of the rest of us. There's a grave over there. Someone's been digging, all right. Oh.
Come on! Come
on! We'll return to the shadow in just a moment. In the heating season that's just beginning, and which will last until next May, get carefree heating comfort with a Blue Coal Tempmaster. It's the greatest labor-saving device possible to have in your home. The amazing temperature regulator that opens and closes furnace drafts automatically. Of course, vacuum cleaners are great work savers. Washing machines are wonderful, too. But only a Tempmaster is on the job saving you work and time 24 hours a day. Every minute of every day it keeps your home comfortably, healthfully warm, without the necessity of running up and down stairs to adjust furnace dampers. It saves time and trouble. But here's something else. A Blue Coal Tempmaster will save money, too, by cutting down fuel consumption. A Tempmaster can easily save enough fuel to pay for itself in a single heating season. Only Blue Coal dealers have them. Your neighborhood Blue Coal dealer will be glad to demonstrate the Tempmaster for you. He'll show you how the Tempmaster can be installed on any furnace easily and inexpensively. It is guaranteed for 5 years. Tomorrow, call the nearest Blue Coal dealer for a demonstration of the Tempmaster in your own home. He's listed in the classified section of your phone directory. Now, back to the shadow. Mont Cranston and Margot Lane, investigating a series of ghoulish grave robberies, are in a cemetery at midnight, and suddenly they are attacked.
This one's the same, Peter. You won't throw any more yelling.
That guy won't either.
Why?
I don't know, but we better make sure they don't. Listen. Heard anything?
Yeah. Sounds like someone coming.
What the heck did Danielle yell? Peter, there's more.
I told you to stay right here on this spot, Moran.
Why, I thought I saw lights over near the gate and went to investigate you.
I have an idea. But look there. There's a woman's body.
Yeah. There's a man over there.
Good heavens. Margo Lane. Margo. Margo, can you hear me?
Oh.
How about him, Moran? Is he all right?
He's okay, Commissioner.
Margo, you all right? She's still breathing, no thanks to you.
question. How'd you get here?
You had an idea the grave robbers might come back here tonight to finish their job. Now, of course, you've scared them off.
Sorry, Commissioner. Really sorry.
You all right, Lamont?
Okay, I think.
Thank heavens, I saw him hit you and fell. Mr. Weston.
Hello, Margot.
Commissioner, I never would have been this year, but you said that.
Never mind what I said. Don't expect me to divulge the department secrets to you.
No, I suppose not.
Graham.
Yes, Commissioner?
Keep Cranston and Miss Lane home and keep Faye stay there. Even if you have to handcuff them to the radiator.
What are you doing here? I told you not to come to my place.
This is an emergency. We ran into a stakeout. The marble orchard was loaded with cops.
Oh, that does make things difficult, doesn't it?
We gotta lay low for a while until the heat's off.
I'm afraid that's impossible, Digger. All arrangements have been made for Mason to die tomorrow night. We must have a substitute corpse, a lame corpse.
Well, we'll make one. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's nice, Digger.
Good. We could use the caretaker's body. We still got that. All we do is fix it up a little.
No. You call Mason, he's a big man. The caretaker's too small.
Wait, Ryan be a closer fit.
Ryan? Your pal?
Yeah, Ryan. He wouldn't mind helping out in an emergency.
Commissioner Weston will be terribly angry if he knows we didn't stay at home tonight.
I know, Margot. I want Mr. Poindexter to help in identifying someone for me. I got a glimpse of my assailant in the cemetery. He had only one arm.
One arm? Are you sure?
Positive. I imagine another world contact like Mr. Poindexter could identify him for us.
That weird little man. He's
where would he meet him?
The skeleton?
Yeah.
Oh.
Watch your step. There he is at that corner table.
Why, Mr. Cranston, the lovely Miss Lane, I do declare how nice indeed. Sit down, yes, yes, by all means, sit down.
Thank you, Mr. Poindexter. Well, you're looking well.
Ah, indeed. A little brew occasionally keeps one fit. Relaxing, preserves the tissues, you know.
Poindexter, we're on the trail of a pair of grave robbers.
Very depressing career, grave robbing. You don't mind?
No, of course not. Go right away. As I say, we're on the trail of two ghouls. One in particular has only one arm.
Sad, very sad.
And you don't know him?
I didn't say that exactly, Miss Lane. Seems I've heard of such a character.
Who is he, Poindexter? Where can I find him?
Such taste, Mr. Cranston. Bad for the shoes. Quite bad.
Who's the one-armed grave robber, Mr. Poindexter?
His name might be Digger. Specializes in grave robbing. Lost his arm when the heavy lid of a coffin crushed in one night.
Where can I find him?
Such haste. Such haste. He has a little hideout down near the river. An old warehouse opposite the tannery.
I know the place. Come on, Mother.
You're sure you won't stop for some refreshment?
No, thanks, Mr. Poindexter, but possibly you'll have one on me. I'll order a refill on the way out.
Splendid. Splendid. Good day, Miss Lane, Mr. Cranston. Good day.
Yeah? There you are. Take up.
Sure, crack your back, Digger. Sitting here with this stripper company and accepting my idea of a good time.
Well, I bought company, Ryan.
Good evening, Ryan.
Oh. Of course.
You dump this stuff there, Corey.
What's that?
Some change will need to manufacture a substitute corpse for our friend Mason. Personal effects, kit of instruments, blowtorch, and a vice.
Oh. Incidentally, Ryan, the caretaker's body is too small.
Then we can try to get another? Tonight?
Not exactly.
I think we can use one we've got right here, Ryan.
What is it? You mean me, don't you? Don't you?
Yes, sir. We mean you.
Get out there. It'll be easier that way.
Hush, stay away from me.
Don't be difficult, Ryan.
Oh, get away.
Come here, Ryan.
Help.
Come
here. Help. 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 Help.
don't think it's such a good service place. Is sure it is a place for investment.
Yes, ma'am. The door's open. I'll go first for the night.
Oh, it's cold in there. Come on. Look over there near the wall. What's that?
Hmm?
Oh, just some canvas powder.
Is it? Canvas is a very strange shape.
What is it?
Good Lord. The man, he's dead and his leg. No, don't look, Margo.
Is it the body of the caretaker?
No. I think this is the connecting link. It's all part of a terrible and ingenious swindle. First, these men tried to get old Mr. Graybo's body. Why? Because he was lame. Then, when they couldn't get it, they killed this man and mutilated him.
Let's get out of here, Lamont.
In just a second. Clothes aren't his. Apparently, the wrong sheep was missing. Maybe there's some identification. What's this? The wallet.
Maybe it's his, Lamont.
No, Margot, look here.
Hmm?
Special driving permit issued to R.H. Mason. 142 Fairway Drive with notation that it was lame. Mason?
No, no.
No, Margot. I have a feeling that the Shadow will make his acquaintance very shortly.
Who said that?
I am the Shadow.
I don't see anyone. Where are you?
Right here beside you, Mason.
Well, what do you want with me? I haven't done anything.
You caused two men to die.
No. No, you're wrong.
Two men died so that a lame corpse could be produced. Why, Mason?
I don't know what you mean.
Why, Mason?
I wanted to disappear. I'm tired. I wanted to go away. But they told me they could steal a body. A body similar to mine.
Then a fake accident and a burned body would be discovered and identified as you, eh?
Yes, that's right. But nobody would get hurt, I swear it.
Two men have already died, one in agony. Who did it, Mason? Who?
His name is Kohler. He has a place on 75th near Martin Avenue.
Shadow will deal with Kohler. If you've lied, Mason, I will return and you'll answer to the Shadow.
Another drink, Digger? You thought it was celebration?
Don't mind if I do. What was on your mind bringing me here to your place, Fuller?
I just thought it would be more pleasant. After all, we have a very unpleasant night's work before us.
You mean take care of Ryan? That won't take us long now. Then Mr. Mason takes care of us for the rest of our lives.
Yes, and in your case, Vickers, that might not be too long.
Point of gun.
I was thinking of saving Mason some money.
Your share. You wouldn't cost me, Cole.
I'm not. I'm well equipped to dispose of your body, Digger, and certainly nobody's going to miss you.
Wait a second, Cole.
You didn't think I'd let you hijack me for a partnership, did you?
I knew you would.
You talk too much, Cole. Just because I've got one arm don't mean I can't handle a guy like you.
You don't.
Yeah? I'm a judge, Digger.
Well, I guess we might as well make a deal after all. You get your full share.
My full share and yours too now, Cole.
If you're considering killing me, I'll tell you right now it won't do you a bit of good. I foresaw this possibility. And I've left a full confession naming you as my murderer in the event anything happens to me.
Smart, very smart, Cole, but not quite right enough.
What do you mean?
If something happens to you, they won't look for me, Cole. They'll think I'm dead because they're going to find what looks like my body.
You won't get away with it.
No, you disappear and they find a one-armed man badly burned. They won't look any further.
You wouldn't do it.
It worked with Ryan. It ought to work with you. Sit down. This roof is nice, mate. There. Now, take a look at these instruments of yours.
No, don't. Shoot me anything or nothing. Not there.
Sorry, not to accommodate you, Cole, but bullet wounds are so hard to explain sometimes. Now.
No, don't.
You cry before you're hurt, Cole. You're not. Who knocked the knife out of my hand?
shadow figure. A shadow comes for revenge.
Say, Shadow. He was going to mutilate me.
Pay no thanks, Tola. Shadow's only intention is to save you from justice.
No, but he's going to save him.
What's wrong with him?
Nothing, supernatural figure. Just an ordinary rope. We can't have you incapacitating the state's witness, can we? We want both you murdering fools alive when you step before the bar of justice.
Now let me present Blue Coal's distinguished heating authority, John Bartley.
Thank you, Andre Baruch, and good evening, friends. Before you actually need heat in your home, and that may be very soon now, your furnace should be clean, checked, and put into first-class condition so that you'll be assured of convenient, comfortable heat during the winter months ahead. And your Blue Coal dealer is the man to do the job for you. Blue Coal dealers have special equipment and trained men to do a thorough cleaning job that's quick, dusty, and inexpensive. They'll make any necessary minor repairs as well. Actual records prove that a clean, efficient furnace will sometimes burn 20% less fuel. Get in touch with your Blue Coal dealer before cold weather comes. Better call him first thing tomorrow. I thank you.
This story is copyrighted by Stephen Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, the shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, your friendly Blue Coal dealer brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. The Shadow is presented by the DL&W Coal Company, distributors of Blue Coal. Lamont Cranston is played by Brett Morrison. Margot by Grace Matthews. Your announcer is Andre Baruch. Remember, it's Blue Coal for finest heating service. It's Blue Coal for finest modern equipment. It's Blue Coal for the best home heat money can buy. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.